Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It is your boy Noah Jones, and welcome to Today in Hip Hop Season 2, Episode 15. Before we jump into it, I want to give a huge shout out to PrivateRoadClothing.com. If you're feeling the show, make sure you stop on by, pick up some of the merch, support the clothing line. Also, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. You can find all my socials at Noah Jones News. That's Twitter, Noah Jones News. Instagram, Noah Jones News. Facebook, Noah Jones News. Let's get into it. We got a great show for you today. We got some Kanye West news. You know, he took a little brief hiatus from being in the news, but he's back again with his usual shenanigans. We got some 21 Savage news, and we also have some Juelz Santana and Jadakiss news, ladies and gentlemen. So, first and foremost, let's not pull any punches. Let's get right into the Kanye West news. Kanye West recently was out on a kind of romantic getaway, enjoying his honeymoon with his new wife, Bianca Censori. Now, he ran into a situation with a paparazzi. You know how he gets down with the paparazzi. The paparazzi was allegedly taking some photos of him, and Kanye just went off on the guy. You know, Kanye gets very uncomfortable sometimes when he's not prepared for situations. And I guess he says the guy jumped out on him and, you know, basically put him in a compromising situation. But here's the thing. With Kanye West, you have to understand, as many years as you've been in the game, this comes with being famous. This is what you signed up for. This is part of the job. Now, the craziest thing about it is this. I don't understand why so many people give Kanye West a pass. They make excuses for this guy. If any regular person did the things or said the things that Kanye West says, everybody would be up in arms throwing this guy under the bus. He says things like, he's a genius. Even had a Netflix special called Genius. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be a genius. According to him, he's a genius. Now, what genius do you know that after you get out of a rocky relationship, actually a rocky marriage, with one of the most popular females in the history of females and one of the richest families in the world, do you go jump right into a brand new situation and remarry without focusing on trying to get your children back? This does not seem like a genius move to me. You know, if you was a genius, you would have seen this coming. If you was a genius, you wouldn't have picked this woman from the start because you know her reputation. This doesn't seem like how a genius moves. See, what happens is Kanye West says a lot of things that he mixes some crazy aspects and some crazy shit with some logical shit. It's like double speak, or I'm not sure the exact term, but what will happen is if you ask him about something specific, he'll just create an example about something else, or he'll just come up with a whole new scenario that literally has nothing to do with the question that you are asking him. A good interview that I liked is the Joe Rogan interview where he interviewed Kanye West a while ago. When Kanye tried to steer away from the subject, Joe Rogan got back on him and said, no, but I'm asking you about this specifically, and made Kanye answer the question that he originally asked, instead of Kanye being the king of diversion, the king of spinning everything around, the king of deflecting. That's what Kanye does. He says these outlandish, crazy things that aren't even possible by some of the most wealthiest people in the world, and people buy into it because it's never been said before or in a manner in which people are unaccustomed or not accustomed to hearing it delivered the way he delivers it. You know what I mean? Crazy enough. Why would he buy a house directly across the street from his baby mama during the heat and the height of when they're going through their arguments and their divorce? That doesn't sound like a genius move. That sounds like a stalker move. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like a guy who just can't understand the situation that he's in. He made all this fuss about Adidas froze my account. Adidas didn't freeze this guy's account. He didn't pay his taxes, so the IRS froze his account. But he never addressed that. He never went back and said, hey, sorry, Adidas, it wasn't you. Now, we all who are intellectual, we know that a company like Adidas, who you do business with, does not have the power to freeze your accounts. Somebody way up on the chain has the ability to do that, and usually it's only the IRS. They are the ones that do the garnishing. They are the ones that put holds on your money, that freeze your bank accounts, that stop everything from moving. Adidas ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times people give this guy a lot of credit and they give him a pass. And he's running around acting crazy. Like he said to the paparazzi, like, hey, you know, what if I was to take your camera right now? It's like, bro, you're the most non-threatening person in the world, Kanye. You're the most non-threatening. You and Will Smith are in the same bracket. Y'all are both non-threatening. Nobody would be or should be scared of either one of y'all. In any setting. The only setting that people should be worried about is if you're on medication and you might not be taking it and you might go off the hinges and you might really be crazy. You know what I'm saying? He says a lot of things that just don't make sense. And what happens is other people are like, oh, you just don't get it. That's part of Kanye's genius. You just don't understand. No, I understand completely. I understand completely. People are looking for a hero. People are looking for a hero to tackle certain subjects and certain concepts. Kanye's not that guy. He's not that guy. You know what I mean? He just recently married somebody who I guess was working at his Yeezy company. You know what I mean? So basically, to the outside eye, because, you know, perception is reality in this game. To the outside eye, it's like, yo, you just jump into a relationship and just remarry all of a sudden to somebody brand new that nobody ever heard of that's worked for you for the last couple of years. So a normal person would think he must have been fucking this bitch the whole time on the side. For him to be that comfortable, fresh out of a divorce, while he still doesn't have custody of his children, to just jump in a brand new marriage. And then you're getting mad when paparazzi sees you outside and they're taking pictures of you. It goes with the territory, bruh. It goes with the territory. So to me, and to a lot of people that really, like I said, if any normal person that wasn't famous said some of this stuff, we'd be like, yo, that's not a good idea, bro. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea that you married what many perceive to be a known hoe in the industry. Her track record is legendary. You not only married her, you had kids with her, and you got the chance to see from behind the scenes how her family dynamic and how her family structure is. So you get to see how there's a lot of control and a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And that's who you chose to tie yourself to for more than 18 years of your life. You tied yourself to that stress. You tied yourself to that lifestyle when you could have pretty much had any, you know, any woman that you pretty much wanted and maybe even a stress-free situation. But that's who you chose. You know, but to quote one of my esteemed colleagues, Kanye ain't never been a fly nigga anyway. He ain't never been the type of person where women are like, ooh, I find Kanye so attractive. He's such a handsome and fine individual. Wasn't nobody, no females was checking for Kanye anyway. He doesn't come across as that type of guy. You know. So anyway, they had their honeymoon or whatever interrupted, and he went off on the paparazzi, and this is basically just common Kanye being Kanye. For a while, he had disappeared, and people were worried, like, oh, we haven't heard Kanye. We haven't seen him in a while since this and since that, you know. And it's not that people are after him or people are trying to get this guy. You know, it's just that he needs to create a little bit of space so when he comes out with his next crazy situation or crazy idea, people react to it like it's some amazing, groundbreaking thing. You know, remember he bought all that land in Wyoming, you know what I'm saying, to make these, I don't know what he was trying to make out there, but we know damn well that the people that own Wyoming are not going to give this guy the permits and the permission to build this futuristic city or whatever he was trying to build out there. This self-sustaining blah, blah, blah. It sounds good. It sounds good. But at the end of the day, the shit doesn't come to fruition because it's a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? He says shit like that because he's like, oh, I want to be Steve Jobs. I want to be so, you know, he wants to be so innovative and so creative. But there hasn't been not one thing that he's done that has been groundbreaking. He's not the first person to create fashion. He's not the first person to create music. You know what I'm saying? What has he done that is so groundbreaking? Like how Steve Jobs created the iPhone that changed people's lives. You know what I mean? That people are still using to this day. He hasn't done anything on that caliber. Walt Disney. I'm Walt Disney. No, he's not Walt Disney. Walt Disney did groundbreaking things, created a sustainable lifestyle where millions and millions and millions of people each year are happy and look forward to going to the things that he created, that Walt Disney created. Kanye's not on that level. You know, and I think if we really start being realistic about things, we might be able to get this guy some help. You know, I think all these outcries and these all of this shit, I think this shit is just a cry for help. I think he really needs help. And I think the people that are close to him, you know, needs to help him get some help. And, you know, he's doing this whole fashion thing. And if you remember many years ago, Sway was like, look, bro, you're Kanye West. You have the money to basically do everything yourself. You don't need the industry. You don't need this. You don't need that. You could do it yourself. But Kanye would rather get in bed with these people that he know don't care about him or his culture anyway, just so he can make headlines. You know, and now he's back where he started. And it's like, bro, you should have just used your finances, use your team. There's plenty of independent people out there that are creating their own clothing line, fashion line, everything, and are doing exceptionally well on their own without the budget or the notoriety that Kanye has. So he could have took that route and said, look, we're going to do a small production facility, blah, 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 and we're going to do everything via pop-up shop or whatever the case may be. There's plenty of things that he could have did to take this clothing, his clothing experience, to make it legendary on his own. But nah, what rich people do is the rich people use other people's money. They don't use their money because their money would be at risk of taking a loss. They want to use the bank's money. They want to use angel investors' money. They want to use other people's money. They don't want to use and absorb any of the risk themselves. And that's part of the reason why some of the stuff that people do are so unsuccessful. Now, moving on. Let's talk about 21 Savage. Your boy 21 Savage, having a little technical difficulty. My system is spazzing out just a little bit. But anyway, 21 Savage was named by Complex as the best rapper of 2022. Shout out to 21 Savage. Does anybody agree with that? Would anybody else say that he is the best rapper of 2022? Did he stream the most? Did he sell the most records? Did he do the most shows? Did he have the biggest impact? So what is the criteria? What is the criteria that these companies are using when they call somebody the best? He's not the best rap. He doesn't have the best rapping style. You know what I mean? So let's talk about what he says. He says, hey, look, 21 started off speaking about the key to his success, stating, I just feel like a lot of people lose their spot when trying to take somebody else's. I'd rather just keep trying to outdo myself over and over. When Complex asked him about being named the best rapper of 2022, he stated, it feels like an overstatement, honestly. But I'm thankful y'all feel that way. He also revealed who he thinks is the greatest rapper alive. He says it's Jay-Z because of his longevity and the different versions of him that we have had in, you know, his entire music industry. How he was a different rapper when he was 26 and 30 and 40 and, you know, and they said after speaking about it, he says that, Drake can do whatever, J. Cole can do whatever. He's basically saying that they shit's not going nowhere because they solidified. He also says that he's working towards that level for sure, but I'm not there yet. He said, I'm not saying I'm light years behind. So, you know, he says it just depends on how the fans look at it. Now, here's the thing. I don't understand why he would even compare himself to J. Cole, Drake. You know, why? Let's not even put Drake in there because we all know that Drake has help when it comes to his music anyway. He got a team of writers, a team of people, allegedly. You know, let's not even put him in the same category. You can't say somebody like J. Cole because J. Cole is capable of producing his own music and rapping on his own music, and J. Cole is actually dope. You know what I'm saying? His wordplay is crazy. His harmonies are crazy. His topics are crazy. Two separate things. You can't put yourself in the same bracket as J. Cole. You know, first you got to learn how to rap. You know, so when I heard him say Nas was irrelevant after Nas had just put out 3 fire projects, even though Nas had Quentin Miller help him write some shit, I'm still disappointed in that, by the way. I couldn't take 21 Savage seriously. And like I said, what criteria are they using to say that he's the best? Complex Magazine. Does anybody even care about Complex Magazine? Does anybody even care about any magazines anymore? From what I understand, don't nobody care about the blogs or none of that shit. Nobody really cares about the blogs ain't blowing nobody up. The only thing people was looking towards was playlists and what DJ Academics was saying. Outside of that, you have maybe No Jumper and a couple other, Vlad, No Jumper, DJ Academics, and maybe a small 2 or 3 other people that people look for the music note. I mean, for the music news. Besides that, nobody cares. So are magazines even relevant? You know, Complex, they haven't been relevant since Everyday Struggle. When Joe Budden left that show, everything went downhill. So does anybody even care about Complex? Now, our final topic of the day, your boy Juel Santana, he announced that he and Jadakiss are coming out with a joint project. Now, if you guys saw the verses, you saw the Lox beat the dog shit out of Dipset, even though I'm a Dipset fan, I'm also a Lox fan. I've supported a lot of their projects throughout their careers. And I just don't understand. Like, to me, nobody's really interested in hearing them two together right now. And in my opinion, Juelz ain't been dope since before he lost his teeth. Now, if you go back to the old Juelz when he had all his teeth, Juelz was fire. But you can listen to his voice right now, and he just don't sound as convincing. He just doesn't sound as excited. He just doesn't sound as authentic as he did before he lost his teeth. You know, also, there was a time where he was showing his woman some love on Instagram, and she replies, "You eat ass." which is a running gag, a running joke amongst some of my peers. We'll text each other and be like, "You eat ass." And it's always a reference to Juel Santana's ex-wife, Kim Bella, saying that he's an ass eater. I can't take you seriously if your own woman is going to disrespect you and put you on blast for the world to see and say, "You eat ass." She didn't say thank you for the love on the picture. "I love you, sweetheart." She didn't say none of that shit. She replied with, "You eat ass." So needless to say, Jadakiss is probably going to carry that entire project. And, you know, it's Jadakiss's celebrity at this point that's going to bring the value of that album up. At this point, I don't think anybody's checking for Joel Santana. And what's funny enough is, back in the day, Jim Jones used to be the worst rapper in Dipset. Now he turned out to be the best rapper in Dipset. Jim Jones's El Capo album, crazy. Some of the singles he's dropped since he dropped that album have been crazy. You know, Jim Jones, in my opinion right now, is the best rapper in Dipset. His music is fire, you know. Hard work, dedication, and possibly a ghostwriter can help you with that. So that's our show for today. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. It's your boy Noah Jones. I love y'all. Don't forget to spread the word. Tell people about the show, Today in Hip Hop. Also, remember, NoahJonesNews.com. You can find all my music, all my albums, videos, everything. NoahJonesNews.com. And get at me on the socials, @NoahJonesNews. Love y'all. Peace.